What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, that is so Sagittarius.
I put the gem in Gemini.
Please, that is such a Leo thing.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast, where I discuss topics in astrology and share my insights on how you too can use astrology to step into your personal power. What is up, my astrology people? Welcome home. My name is Kimya Patry, aka your new Sagittarius bestie. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to have you guys here today. First episode of the podcast, and I'm getting all the feels right now. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm ready to do this. So let's get right into it, shall we? For a very long time, I kind of kept my knowledge of astrology somewhat on the down low because it seemed to be quite not taboo, but not so welcomed as a credible resource. However, with social media giving astrology such a rise, asking someone what's your sign has never been more mainstream. And people are loving it and they want to know more about themselves. And whether it be because of Instagram or TikToks or meme accounts, Pinterest, whatever it is that piqued your astrology interest, you're here now. And if you've clicked on this podcast, well, either you're new to astrology and you want to know more, or you already know, but you want to know more. You want to know more about your sign, or maybe your boyfriend's sign, or your mom's sign, or your dog's sign, whatever. Guys, I am pleased to announce that I am here to serve. I am here to give you guys what you want. More astrology content. And who the hell am I to provide you with this content? Well, you know, you can call me your friendly neighborhood astrologer. Minus the astrologer part. Yeah, you heard right. As much as I like to think of myself as an astrology connoisseur, I am not actually qualified as an astrologer. Well, not yet, anyways. But I like to back myself up with many, many years of astrology content consuming. Really, astrology is my passion. I devour it. I inhale it. Okay, well, maybe that's a bit too far, but it really is my passion to navigate through astrology, which means I have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours of astrology learning under my belt, and I have a pretty freaking good understanding of it all, and I feel confident that I have much to offer you guys in this domain. I have been into astrology since I was 8 years old, and it was love at first read. Seriously, I can't stress enough how astrology has changed my life. Like, not to be dramatic or anything, but it's true. Astrology has helped me understand myself so much better. And everyone who I have introduced astrology into their lives have all said the same thing. It's a powerful life tool. And since I discovered this tool, all I want to do is tell everybody about it. Basically been shoving astrology down people's throats since 1999, hence the astrology podcast today. However, I felt that it was important for me to clarify to you guys that I am not a quote-unquote professional. I don't know every single detail of astrology. I am still learning. I'm still uncovering more and more astrology details as time goes on. But I do know more than the average person. So I figured there was enough that I can help you guys with. So just think of me as the middleman. I do all the research and the gathering of information. I process it and I pass it on to you guys for free, with love, and with a relatable touch. Because sometimes getting into the details of astrology can be quite confusing and overwhelming, And what has helped me better understand it was giving it real life example. And my goal here is to help you guys understand concepts in astrology in the simplest and clearest of ways. With that said, on this podcast, what I am going to do is extend my knowledge of astrology and basically just give you guys my opinion and perspective on all this astrology business. I am giving you guys what I like to call real life meets astrology. And I say real life because I am going to show you guys how astrology actually has an impact on your life. And I'm going to show you how you can benefit from it. Some episodes may be more informative, like understanding various planets and placements and how all these different signs represent you. While other episodes may be more casual, just me discussing random trending topics in astrology, sharing some story times. And other episodes, I'll have a guest come on and we can talk astrology together. So hopefully you guys like it and hopefully we can be friends. So for starters, let's just get one thing straight. This is something that I feel I have to say every time I talk about astrology. Because we as human beings have been blessed with something called free will. Therefore, as much as I am the biggest astrology advocate, I truly believe in the power of its guidance. But at the end of the day, you ultimately hold power and control over yourself and your life. Astrology is there to guide you, to enlighten you, to give you awareness, to connect the dots, and what you choose to do with it is completely up to you. But think of this. When you buy a piece of furniture at a furniture store, let's say IKEA or whatever, you do expect the instruction manual to come with it to help you in the building of this piece of furniture. And it's the same thing with astrology. It's your instruction manual, if you choose it. I mean, you could probably get away with building this piece of furniture if you're really handyman on your own without instructions. But isn't it just helpful to have the instructions in front of you to help you guide you into what are the steps to be taken? On that note, I'm just going to add that astrology is such a complex and multi-layered concept that it's normal not to understand everything at once and, you know, to feel overwhelmed. And that's actually the reason why astrology is so misunderstood and considered fake or woo-woo or whatever it is, because there's such a lack of understanding to it and it's really been given a bad rep. You know, maybe you met someone of a certain zodiac sign and thought, well, they really didn't fit their zodiac sign description. But, you know, that's totally normal and may even happen more often than you think. And that's because of your birth chart. Now, if you don't already know what a birth chart is, it is the snapshot of the sky the day that you were born. And this snapshot of the sky and all the planets and its placements on the zodiac wheel is exactly what describes you, your traits, your strengths, your weaknesses, your love, your money, your relationships, career, health, wealth, and everything in between. Think about it. If humans are such unique, complex beings, and if astrology is there to shine a light on our personalities, doesn't it make sense that astrology itself will be as unique and complex as we are? The same way that we have many layers to us as individuals, astrology must demonstrate these layers of ours by having layers of its own. Now, I don't know if I'm losing you guys here, but basically what I'm trying to say is that most people only know their sun sign or star sign, whatever you like to call it, means the same thing, star sun sign, which basically is your zodiac sign based on the day that you were born. That sun sign description of you is your foundation, but it is also just one part of who you are as a whole. Because you are not just your sun sign. You have an entire birth chart. And so this is my little astrology analogy to help you guys understand. If I were to show you a picture of my house and zoom it on the window and say, hey, look, this is my house. You would say, well, no, that's a window. And I'd be like, yeah, but it's my house. And you'd still be like, yes, well, all I see is a window. But then if I were to zoom out of the picture and say, well, see, I told you it's my house. You'd be like, yeah, well, now I can see that it's your house. But before, all I can see was a window. Well, that's how astrology works. If you're looking only at your sun sign to describe your personality, you're basically only looking at the window and calling it a house. Your sun sign is only one part of you. You as a whole have 5 personal planets and an ascendant, which are all responsible for different parts of your personality. And then you have 5 other planets that rule over certain areas of your life. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is that the broader that you look at astrology, the less likely it will resonate 100% with you. So don't knock it until you understand it. That's all now. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. No, I'm joking. But on a serious note, if you have never looked up your birth chart, I highly suggest that you go and do that right now. Like right now, go on Google, type in birth chart calculator, click on one, enter your time, place, and date of birth. Now, it is very, very important that your time of birth is to be exact. Not like, I was born around 11 a.m. or, oh, I think it was late at night. You need to have the exact time and minute, because this will change the whole dynamic of your birth chart and will be completely wrong. So when you have all of that and you go and find your birth chart, go have some fun. Learn about yourself. And remember, no matter what your opinion slash view on astrology is, it is nothing more than an amazingly useful life tool. It can point you in the direction to help you step into your personal power. And I saw this quote and it said, "You may not believe in astrology, but astrology believes in you." And I love that because it really highlights how astrology can give you the confidence to become the best version of your very unique you that you are. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm just going to say it because I gotta say it. Astrology is real. There you go, friends. I have said it. You have heard it from me first. Okay, maybe not from me first, but I said it. It's out. Astrology is real. Now you do what you will with it. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. While preparing for this episode, I was debating if I should give you guys like a technical explanation of what astrology is and its history. But bless your souls, I have decided not to, because I am not here to bore you guys with a history class. After all, this is the Relatable Astrology Podcast. So yeah, I am just going to assume that everyone listening here today knows that astrology is the study of the stars and the planets and their influence on us. As above, so below. So now that we got all the good stuff out of the way, for today's episode topic, I am going in strong with the topic of Mercury freaking retrograde. Now, I didn't really want to get into the topic of Mercury retrograde in the first few episodes of this podcast because fuck that shit. But because it is currently a Mercury retrograde as I am recording this episode, I decided to make it my topic because this bitch has been fucking with me and I am done. I am about to throw some serious shade on Mercury retrograde right now, and the fact that it has been fucking with me so bad has actually given me quite some quality content for you guys. But before we get into story time, I just want to make sure that everyone knows what a Mercury retrograde is. It is one of the more mainstream topics in astrology. But for the sake of everyone who has maybe been living under a rock and has no knowledge of what a Mercury retrograde is, I have a little quick recap 101 for you guys. On paper, Mercury retrograde is when Mercury appears to be going backwards in its orbit around the sun. But really, it's just that it takes a shorter amount of time than Earth does to orbit around the sun. So it's not that it's really going backwards, but it's just that it looks like it from our perspective on Earth. Basically, it is just an optical illusion. But the frustrating energy that comes with it is definitely not an illusion. So in real life, what exactly does Mercury retrograde mean for us? Well, it means a whole lot of fuck-ups, frustrations, miscommunications, lost items, delayed flights, technical issues, yada, yada, yada. Basically, anything which Mercury is symbolically associated with will be amplified negatively. It is not an ideal time. They say, don't buy a new car, it's gonna be a lemon. Don't sign a contract, you're gonna get fucked over. Don't get into negotiations, you're gonna get the short end of the stick. Your communication is shit, you're not receiving your Amazon order, you can't log into your Facebook account, you're not sleeping at night, you've missed your exit on the highway, your podcast audio is not working. Oh, and I almost forgot. If you've ever wondered why your ex has decided to pop back into your life, it was probably a Mercury retrograde. And that is the energy of a Mercury retrograde for you guys in a nutshell. And just to be clear, typically Mercury retrograde occurs 3 times a year, lasting approximately 4 weeks at a time. So great, now we are all up to date with the technicalities, and hopefully we are all on the same page. So it is now officially a story time. Guys, I have never particularly paid much attention to Mercury retrograde in the past. I had heard of it, whatever, but it just wasn't really a thing for me, or maybe I just wasn't interested enough, I didn't pay attention to it. So maybe you're like me in that sense, and for you, this will probably just sound like any other Tuesday. But this year, for me, Mercury retrograde, I don't know what it was, but maybe it's one of those things where when you actually pay attention to something, you start to notice it everywhere and all the time. But if you've ever wondered what a day in the life of Mercury retrograde looks like, here it is. So the other day, my friends and I went to go grab a coffee and we come back to my house to watch a movie. So my friend, she parks her car in my driveway and we go inside my house. We get inside the house, you know, we take off all our clothes, we start having a conversation, whatever. 10 minutes in, I realize I want to show something on my phone to my friend. So I start looking for my phone. I'm looking for my phone everywhere. You know, I go upstairs, downstairs. I check my bag, my purse, the cushions, flip everything around, up, down, all around, nothing. Just, I simply can't find my phone. So then I think, okay, maybe I dropped it in the car. So I go back outside, go to the car, check the floor, check between the seats, check on the floor, outside of the car, everywhere. Can't find it. It's nowhere to be found. So we go back inside and, you know, we kind of keep looking as one would if you don't find your phone. Now, at this point, I'm not really freaking out. I'm just telling my friends, like, whatever, I'll find it tomorrow. It'll come back up somehow. You know, when you're just looking for something so hard all the time, you just can't find it. And it's when you're not looking for it that it pops back up. So I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever, let it be. And my friends are looking at me like I'm an alien at this point, because which normal human of the 21st century is not freaking out when they lose their cell phone? So my friend says to me, why don't you use your laptop and click find my iPhone? And I'm like, oh, well, that's why you're the brilliant one in the friendship. So I get my laptop and I click find my iPhone. And then this little map pops up. And in this map, I see that the location of my phone. So as I zoom onto this little map, I see like the square of my house. And I see that the phone location is just like a little bit outside of the house. It seems like it's outside on my street, like in front of my house. So me and my friends, we open my front door and we click find my iPhone. And lo and behold, what do we hear? A little beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. So my phone is outside. We can hear it. So we're going outside on this like scavenger hunt, following the noise, trying to find the phone. And obviously this noise leads us right next to the car. Now, to give you guys a little visual, it is winter time here in Canada, and there is about 6 feet of snow, and I have 6 feet cedars all around surrounding my driveway. So me and my friends are head inside the bush, inside the cedars. We're trying to look for this phone. We're following the noise. We're hearing it, but we can't find it. It's pitch black outside. I'm starting to freak out. I'm starting to feel like I'm in a horror film at this point. Like, this is where I die. Like, I am hearing the noise. This is a trap. I'm walking straight into the death trap. I'm following the noise and there's nothing there, and the monster's just gonna pop out at me from the bushes. So I'm just not having any more fun here. I don't even want to look for my phone. So I turn to my friend and I'm like, this is freaking me out. Let's just go inside. Fuck it. And I see her turn around and punch her hand through the snow, like, bro, and pulls out my phone. My phone was buried deep, 6 feet into the snow, which was also like 2 meters away from the distance of the car. So I have no idea how my phone magically flew out of my pocket and pounced into the pile of snow, but apparently it did. And that's what happened. Guys, I am telling you, if I would have not clicked find my iPhone and found my iPhone, I would have found my iPhone in the springtime dead on the floor. So yes, thank you to my brilliant friend who suggested click find my iPhone, and no thanks to Mercury freaking retrograde that tried to fuck me up there. Now, if you like this story, stick around because I have one more for you. That this one is the one that really got to me, I'm not gonna lie. So, a few days ago, I decided to invest some money into cryptocurrency called Theta. It's basically a blockchain of video streaming, put in the simplest of explanations. Now, I know a lot of you have your opinions on cryptocurrency, whatever, I'm not getting into that. All I'm going to say is that I believe in Theta coin, I did my research, and so I decided to invest. So now I'm excited. This is my first time investing money. I'm feeling, you know, very Wolf of Wall Street. I'm already calculating when this Theta hits this amount per coin, I'll have $8 million. Like, you know, I'm dreaming big. I'm getting excited. What do you want? When I believe in something, I believe in it 100%. I'm a Sagittarius, remember? So a few days later, I'm at the dealership to get an oil change, and as I sit in the waiting room, I'm listening to an old podcast of the actual Jordan Belford being interviewed on Impulsive, the podcast, and I'm just getting in the mood here, you know? Like, don't laugh at me. It's just how I am. Like, I'm pretty intense. I need to fully, like, immerse myself into whatever my interests of the minute are. So I'm listening to this podcast, and as I'm getting all pumped up, I decide to go check onto my Theta coins, see how my little babies are doing today on the market. So I open my app, I click on my wallet, where my money and Theta coins are usually displayed. And guys, it's at zero. It's empty. It's nada. It's non-existent. It's a woozy. It's a wazzy. It's a fairy dust. It doesn't exist. I hope you guys are getting the reference there. I thought it was very fitting. But all jokes aside, I look at my empty account and start to panic. But at this point, guys, when I say that Mercury retrograde has been fucking with me so much for the past few weeks, that I was hoping that this was actually just a technical glitch. Like, the annoyance of the minute, but that everything would kind of be back to normal. So I close my app and reopen it. Still not there. I close my app and reopen it. It's still not there. Now, the reality of the situation hits me. Fuck me, I just got hacked. Someone stole my fucking tetas, and so now I start freaking out. I stop this podcast, my dreams are crushed, the anxiety is going through the roof, I'm panicking. So I call my friend, the brilliant one, again, and I'm begging for her to have a solution to my problem. Like, she's freaking out, saying to me, like, oh my god, you're so unlucky, like, mine are still there, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm having a full-blown panic attack in the middle of the dealership on my phone with my friend. And we're frantically searching the internet to find out, you know, what do people do when they get hacked? And what are the steps? And is there any way of, like, me retrieving my tetas or my money or whatever? So it says, you know, you got to file a police report, send the police report with a detailed explanation of the events and submit it to Binance, which is the platform which holds my investment, which is where the tetas are not appearing. So at this point, I was pissed. So mad that my tetas were gone. Like, I don't give a fuck about the money, you know? Like, take the money, keep the 750. I don't care. But give me my tetas back. Give me my chance at $8 million back. But I'm accepting the situation for what it is, and I decide to call the police and make a report. I call them and say, and they say, they say, okay, you got to go to your house and we'll meet you there and we'll collect the statement and open a report. So while I'm on my way home, my friend calls her boyfriend, who is just a little bit more experienced with investments. And, you know, he's got a few here and there. So he knows more how these platforms work and whatnot. So in the midst of all this, he decides to check his account. And, well, his 40K is gone. So now I'm feeling a lot better about my 750, and then we find out through the grapevines of Reddit accounts that, you know, it wasn't just me and him, it was a bunch of other people that had also all had account balances at zero. So about an hour into this mess, with so many people vocalizing their losses on the internet, Binance decides to finally release a statement saying that they are experiencing technical issues with the platform, but not to worry, that all our funds are SAFU. SAFU, my new favorite word. It means your funds are safe in crypto lingo. It means secure asset for users, to be exact. So there it is, folks. Mercury freaking retrograde, back at it again, fucking my shit up and giving my heart a 360 degree ride around the sun. Lovely. Love it. My absolute fave. Thanks, Mercury retrograde. So yeah, that's the kind of fucked up vibes that Mercury retrograde gives you. You know, it just kind of messes with you a little. Just enough to say that it fucked you over, but it was caused by just the slightest little mishap, you know? It's so subtle that you kind of think it's just bad luck or whatever, but when this kind of things happen to you on repeat for weeks straight, it's not just bad luck. It's Mercury retrograding your ass. So stay woke, my friends. And that's what I got for you guys for today's first episode of the podcast. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And I really hope that you guys are excited to learn more about astrology with me. In the next episode, I'll be talking about your astrology big three and what that means for you and how you can identify them in yourself. This is really the first layer to understanding your personality. So make sure that you go and get a copy of your birth chart if you haven't already. And I'll also be sharing with you guys how finding out about my big three has opened my eyes to an aspect of my personality that I had a difficult time making peace with. So looking forward to that. Hope to see you guys in the next episode. Have a good day. Love you lots. Bye, guys.